This is Audible.
Random House Audio presents Sea Change by Robert B. Parker. Read for you by Scott Sowers. They were out of the harbor, off Stiles Island, in the weather. The day had turned bad. The wind had gotten hard, and a thin rain slanted in front of the wind. They had drunk all the wine and talked most of the talk, and now it was time to get home. The person at the tiller said, "It feels as if there's something foul in the centerboard. Could you check it?" Florence stood and leaned over and raised the centerboard. It felt free to her. The boat slid slightly sideways. She let the board down. The boat stabilized and came hard about, and the boom swung over the small cockpit and hit her a numbing blow in the chest and knocked the wind out of her. She pitched over the side into the black water. It was painfully cold. She went under gasping for breath, inhaling some of the water, choking on it. She struggled toward the surface. When she broke water, she could see the sailboat turning and coming back for her. She struggled to breathe, to stay afloat, to focus. In the far distance, where paradise rose up from the harbor, she could see, on the top of the highest hill, the steeple of the oldest church in town. The sailboat was coming. She treaded water desperately, only another minute at the most before the boat reached her. Hang on. Hang on. Through the gray rain, she could see the little white bone of spray at the prow, the brass turnbuckle of the mast stay, the dark protective paint on the belly of the boat as it leaned hard to the side, straining against the wind. In a moment, it would head up into the wind and sit, its sail luffing while she got hold of the rail. She was treading water. She was afloat. She was getting her breath. The boat didn't head into the wind. It came straight on, and the bow hit her in the chest and forced her under as the boat passed and sailed on. Barely conscious, she struggled to the surface. The boat was past her, sailing away. She tried to scream, but she choked on the seawater. And then she went under and choked some more and lost consciousness. Running before the wind with its sheet full out, the little sailboat headed home without her. Chapter 1. The bouncer at the dory was holding a wet towel against his bloody nose when Jesse Stone arrived. Suitcase Simpson was with him. Simpson was in uniform. Jesse was wearing jeans and a white short-sleeved Oxford shirt. His gun was on his right hip and his badge was tucked in his shirt pocket so that the shield showed. "You usually win these, Fran," Jesse said to the bouncer. The bouncer shrugged. His right eye was nearly closed. "Too big for me, Jesse. You guys may have to shoot him." "We'll see," Jesse said. Jesse pushed into the crowded bar. There was no noise. A big man was standing on the bar drinking from a bottle of Wild Turkey. The bottle had a pour spout on it, and he would hold it away from his open mouth and pour the whiskey in. The bartender, whose name was Judy, had ducked out from behind the bar and was standing near the door. She had blonde hair and a ponytail and wore sneakers, shorts, and a tank top. "You call us?" Jesse said to her. She nodded. "He was drunk when he came in," she said. Jesse nodded. "He made some remarks," Judy said. "I told him I wouldn't serve him. He made some more remarks. Fran tried to help." She shrugged. "You know who that is?" Simpson murmured in Jesse's ear. "Carl Radborn," Jesse said. "All pro tackle. Shall we get his autograph?" "Just letting you know," Simpson said. Jesse slid through the quiet crowd with Simpson behind him.
"Hey," Radborn yelled. "Run for your fucking life. It's the Paradise Cops."
Radborn was 6'5" and weighed more than 300 pounds. Standing on the bar, he seemed too big for the room. Jesse smiled at him. "Should have brought an elephant gun," Jesse said.
"Shit," Radborn said and jumped down off the bar, still holding the whiskey bottle.
"You know who I am?"
"I always loved that question," Jesse said. "Yeah, I know who you are. Jonathan Ogden knocked you down and stomped on your face when you played the Ravens last year."
Fuck you,
Radburn said. Oh, Jesse said. I hadn't thought of it that way. A few people snickered.
I don't give a fuck. You a cop or what? Radburn said. I'll kick your ass and Fat Boy's right here and now.
Simpson reddened. A lot of that is muscle, Jesse said.
I play football, Radburn said. You play football, you'll go with anybody. You ready to go?
It'd be better if you walked outside with us, Jesse said.
Fuck you.
I'll take that as a no, Jesse said. Suit, give me your stick. Simpson took the nightstick from the loop on his belt and handed it to Jesse.
You think that fucking toothpick gonna matter?
Radburn said. He was 6 inches taller than Jesse and more than 125 pounds heavier. Jesse took the stick from Simpson and with one motion hit Radburn in the testicles with it. Radburn gasped and doubled over. Jesse stepped around him quickly and hit him behind each knee with the stick. The legs collapsed. Radburn went to his knees. Jesse took a handful of hair and yanked him forward so that he was face down on the floor. He glanced back at Simpson. I played baseball, Jesse said. Cuff him, Dano. Simpson handcuffed Radburn. With help from the bouncer, they got Radburn on his feet and stumbled him to the squad car and strapped him in. He'd been drinking all day. It was having its effect. He was half-conscious, rocking in the back seat. He was so big that the squad car rocked with him. He bent forward suddenly against the seatbelt and vomited. Some of the crowd had followed them outside. They applauded. The two cops and the bouncer looked in at him for a moment without saying anything. Race week, the bouncer said. And it's only the first day, Jesse said. Simpson got in to drive and Jesse sat up front beside him. They put the front windows down. Jesse looked back through the thick wire screening that separated them from Radburn in the back seat. As he looked, Radburn threw up again. One of the perks of being chief, Jesse said, is you don't have to clean the patrol car. That'd be your driver's job, Simpson said.
Yes, Jesse said. I believe so.